Well, this morning, along with sharing with you our new website, there's definitely, hopefully you've understood this theme of growth and community. These are all aspects that even the name of our church holds within it, is this idea of growth and community. Now, if you don't have the sermon notes, I just want to point you to a new area where you can get those sermon notes. If you go to eastwhiteoak.church and you go to Oak Central, so if you're on your mobile device, you click those three little lines kind of at the top right-hand corner, and you click Oak Central, one of the first things that you're going to see there is the today's date with all the information for today, and included in that are the sermon notes. You'll want to have that with you. The three logos that I'll kind of touch on a little bit later are in that, as well as some of the other notes that are available there to you. You did receive, at least if you picked it up on your way in, if not, you'll get it on your way out, just a little handout that's going to walk you through what we're calling My Oak Central. Don't worry about that quite yet. We'll get to that shortly, but I want you to be aware of some of the tools that are in place that we've provided for you so that you are prepared with some of the things that I'd like to discuss this morning together. And when we think of the church and we think of growth and community that should be found within the church, right, from the very beginning of God's dealing with his people, the Bible has stressed community. In fact, biblical discussions of godly living are almost always set in the context of growing together in community as God's people. And for Christians today and for the last 2,000 years, God has established the local church as the vehicle for the community. And while some may try to replace this with something that looks a little bit different, or a group of friends meeting together, for instance, instead of the church, or trying to say it's the church, that's not quite the picture that we see in the New Testament. I'm excited that Pastor Scott is walking through Acts. As we go through that, we get a great picture of what does the church look like? How does it function? How does it relate to the world around it? The picture of the church in the New Testament, we see young and old coming together as older women and men are teaching younger women and men. We see people coming together to worship who come from all different stages of life, different occupations, different backgrounds. Paul stressed that the social divides typical of most groups in society have no place in the church. The church should be a place of diversity where each person can contribute to the whole. And so limiting oneself to just a circle of peers is not sanctioned by Scripture and does not promote spiritual growth. Sadly, in our day, there's many churches in which leaders try to dominate their congregations rather than shepherd them in a model of selfless love of Jesus. But those bad examples do not take away the biblical command to gather and worship as a church. And when you read the Apostles' Creed, it refers to the church as a communion of saints. And I love that phrase, a communion of saints. When you think of that, to me, it's just kind of this warm hug of, we're just a place where people care for one another, are aware of one another. We don't just exist in our little bubbles, but our lives merge to some degree. You know, growing up, my family, extended family, and beyond had all kinds of various views of what the church looked like, and they assumed the church looked like. And as we come into the church, we sometimes imagine that there should be no problems, no conflicts, no frustrations among our community of saints. But we forget that we are a community of flawed people, still burdened by our imperfections and failures and sins. And it's precisely because of our flaws and faults that we need each other. You know, as we begin to reveal and look at our new graphics, I love how they embrace both the idea of community and growth. And I don't want to get to those quite yet, but it's vital before we get there that we look at what makes a growing community healthy. What makes and what will continue to make East White Oak growing community. Many of us, when we first came to Christ, you made the most important decision in your life when you chose to receive Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord. At that moment, you were born into God's family. Man, if you missed out on our baptisms a couple weeks ago, you missed a treat. Because there's nothing more exciting than seeing people proclaim, I am a follower of Jesus, and we get to rally around them and support them in that. But when we were born into God's family, we received everything we needed to live an abundant Christian life. And as much as we would hope, that does not mean that we've arrived as a fully spiritually mature follower of Jesus. In fact, the Christian life is this process that begins with an act of faith and then continues to be lived out by faith. And when you think of a child and how it grows properly, what do you think happens with a child who doesn't grow properly in his physical body, in his emotional life, in his spiritual maturity? You know, just as life requires air, food, rest, and exercise, our spiritual life requires certain things for growth and development. I want to highlight several ways that we grow spiritually. The first two that you're going to see there about we need to study God's word and we must pray. Those help deepen our relationship with God. This could be called kind of our vertical relationship, right? So that through the Bible, God communicates to us. Through prayer, we communicate with him. The next two principles, we must fellowship with other Christians and we must witness for Christ. They help us reach out to others. This could be called our horizontal relationships. In fellowship, we communicate with other Christians about our Savior and the bond he gives us with one another. In witnessing, we communicate with non-Christians. We tell them about Jesus, what he has done for us, and what he desires to do for them. And then finally, we must obey God. And this is really at the core of growth. As we obey him, we experience increasing joy, peace, and fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ and with fellow believers. We also become increasingly more mature in our Christian walk. And so as we look and as we follow these principles, we can be sure that we will grow towards maturity in Christ. And the first one that we have here this morning is studying God's word. James 1 points out in verses 22 through 25, be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he's like a man who looks intently at his natural face in a mirror, for he looks at himself and goes away and at once forgets what he looks like. But the one who looks into the perfect law, the law of liberty, and perseveres, being no hearer who forgets, but a doer who acts, he will be blessed in his doing. Now, probably most of us would never think for a moment to go without physical food for a week or even a day, right? Because we understand it's necessary for physical life. Without food, we become weakened and eventually may become ill. And so the lack of spiritual food produces the same results in our spiritual lives. This is one of my favorite verses as I speak to our youth. And the illustration always is plainly there and always comes to my mind as I think about looking in a mirror and I think about a teenager who's getting ready for a special event. Guys and girls are going to look at that mirror in a totally different way, right? Guys look at it, and their hair may be everywhere, okay? Some of you may be looking at my hair going, did he make sure to look at the mirror this morning, okay? I understand. But the guys look at it and they go, nah, it'll do. I'll be okay. All right, but girls, they go to that mirror. And they're going to find like that one like weird thing growing on their face somewhere. And they can't let it go. Like they know, oh man, I've got to deal with that. Like they got to paint that thing up, cover it up, make it disappear, right? They're not going to walk away from that mirror without letting it impact their lives. Man, we should be going to God's word, looking at it intently, saying, Lord, show me. Show me your way. Help me to see how I should direct my heart, how I should direct my mind, how I should direct my life. And we are quickly ready to make those changes. We don't want to just look at the book. We want to study it. We want to learn it. We want to love it. And we want to live it out. We want to study God's word. We also want to be people of prayer. And I want to look at just an interesting few verses. At this moment when Jesus brings his disciples to Gethsemane and they're falling asleep and he's praying, and he makes some interesting comments here that I want us to reflect on. In chapter 26, verse 36 of Matthew, then Jesus went with them to a place called Gethsemane, and he said to his disciples, "Sit here while I go over there and pray." And taking with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, he began to be sorrowful and troubled. And then he said to them, "My soul is very sorrowful, even to death. Remain here and watch with me." And going a little further, he fell on his face and prayed, saying, "My Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will." And he came to the disciples and found them sleeping. And he said to Peter, "So could you not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray that you may not enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak." Here's the condensed point I want to make with this. If in the most critical, tense moments, the closest people to Jesus struggled to pray, we must understand our own failures when it comes to prayer. But it doesn't change Jesus' words of encouragement to pray to help guard our lives from temptation. Prayer is essential. Now, this is not all we could ever say about prayer, but we must see prayer as essential to growth. Have you ever considered that you have immediate access to the most powerful person in the universe? Like, really let yourself think about that. Whatever you need, whatever the time, you can call upon him. His calendar is cleared to be with you. His schedule is open for your appointment. His full attention is devoted to you. Prayer is the inspiring experience of conversing with and praising God as our loving Heavenly Father. And there are few experiences that can equal prayer in empowering us and lifting us above our problems. But prayer is not just an escape hatch for us to get out of trouble, to please ourselves, or to gain our selfish ends. Rather, it's inviting him to talk to us as we talk to him. There's more to prayer, right? But this is basic to true prayer. Prayer is essential to our growth. Then we come to fellowship with other Christians. In 1 Corinthians 12, Paul is sharing this, and it's a very familiar passage to probably many of us. In chapter 12, verse 12, he says, For just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the one body through many are one body, so it is with Christ. For in one spirit we were all baptized into one body, Jews or Greeks, slaves or free, and all were made to drink of one spirit. For the body does not consist of one member, but of many. From the very beginning, when you look at how God created the order, and as he created humanity, he created us for relationship. He created us for community. And so this is something we should never run away from, whether you're an introvert, an extrovert, or you're still trying to figure that out. Community is essential to growth. Fellowship is spending time doing things with others who love Christ. If you think of a fire that burns, usually don't just stick one log. Okay, and I'm not talking about those ones you buy from like Walmart off the shelf and they're covered in the wrapper and you light one end and you wait for it to burn. A real like fire, you need multiple logs on there, right? To get a nice bright fire that's gonna sustain against the elements. And when you look at all these logs together, they're gonna burn well together. But if you start taking those logs out individually and laying them on the cold hearth, well, eventually you no longer have a fire that's functional and the light burns out. In the same way, Christians need to work together, where the fire of enthusiasm and excitement around the gospel of Jesus Christ and the mission that we are on in the place that he has put us will die out. Fellowship is vital for Christian growth. That is why active participation in church is so important. Because how we participate in our local church community is not to score some points with God on some galactic tally board. Everything we have the opportunity, every time we have the opportunity to gather together, is an opportunity to share our life with other believers. We need community. We need fellowship with other Christians for growth. This is essential. And then we have a witness for Christ. And this is something that we've been emphasizing recently in our art of neighboring and just reaching out to the people that are closest to us. There was an awesome opportunity just about a week and a half ago. I walked out to my driveway and the neighbor crossed my street, and there's a whole story about that. But we've just had trouble connecting with that particular neighbor. There's just been a lot of barriers in the way. He walks to the end of his driveway and he says, "Hey, can you help me out real quick?" And I see that, you know, the hood of his car is lifted up, and I'm thinking, yeah, I'm the wrong person for whatever that is going to be. And I said, "Sure, yeah, let's take a look." So I walk over, and he says, "Hey, I don't think I've ever introduced myself." He goes, I'm Cody." And I was like, "Hey, Cody, I'm Josh. It's great to meet you." And he says, "Man, I think the battery's dead." I was like, "I can handle this one." So I helped jump his car. We talked through, you know, where he could go to maybe take care of the battery, and gets that taken care of. And just even that little bit of connection now, the opportunity God brought for allow me to have a connection where there was not a connection before. And now walking out my door this morning, Cody's sitting on his front lawn. I can say, "Hey, Cody, how's it going, man?" Man, just get to know our neighbors. Start building relationship. I don't know where that will end up. I don't know where that relationship will go, but there's a connection there now. We need to be a witness for Christ, even just out of our kindness and love for our neighbors, to start building relationships with others. I love when we look at Paul's conversion and this charge to share the gospel that he's given in Acts 26, in verse 15. "And I said, 'Who are you, Lord?' And the Lord said, 'I am Jesus, whom you're persecuting. But rise and stand upon your feet, for I have appeared to you for this purpose, to appoint you as a servant and a witness to the things in which you have seen in me, and to those in which I will appear to you, delivering you from your people and from the Gentiles to whom I am sending you, to open their eyes so that they may turn from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and a place among those who are sanctified by faith in me.'" A witness is a person who tells what he has seen and heard. He shares his own personal experience. It's not about memorizing something and trying to do it this certain way. Share your personal experience of being met with the gospel and Jesus Christ. Anyone who has a vital personal relationship with Christ can be a witness for him, from the smallest child to the sweetest of saints. As our lives are filled with the presence of the Lord Jesus, we cannot help but share him with those in whom we come in contact with. A healthy, growing Christian is a witness for Christ. And lastly, and really at the core of this, is quite simply, obey Christ. Romans 6, 20 through 23. "For when you were slaves of sin, you were free in regard to righteousness. But what fruit were you getting at that time from the things of which you are now ashamed? For the end of those things is death. But now that you have been set free from sin and have become slaves of God, the fruit you get leads to sanctification and its end is eternal life. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. The key to growth in the Christian life is obedience to the will of God. Knowing any of these principles of growth is of no value unless we have actually applied these things to our lives, unless we actually do them. To be disobedient to the one who loves us and who alone knows what is really best for us would be sheer foolishness. Remember, he is even more desirous than you are that you have an abundant life lived for his glory. Obedience is key to growth. There's much more that could be said about many other principles of growth. What I love is that as a church, we have concentrated many of these principles and much more into what we see as our vital signs, the very essence of what we believe gives us spiritual life and helps us thrive as we pursue to be worshipers maturing in Christ. Right, these vital signs of being rooted in scriptures, growing in Christ, making disciples, these are the essential elements of Christians at East White Oak who are seeking to be worshipers maturing in Christ. These vital signs give us the nutrients to grow as maturing Christians. And as I said at the very beginning, our refined church language drove our thinking and how the new website functioned and what it would offer, and even how our logos would be represented. When you look at children's ministry and you have that little acorn that you should be able to see on your sermon notes there, think of this acorn, this starting point for growth that's cared for by providing an environment conducive to spiritual growth. And then you move over to the youth ministry and you see growth represented in the rings of this crosscut section. And if you look closely, you'll see the cross at the center representing Christ as the center for life. And then you look at our new church logo. The green color representing growth and life, and you'll see that green color everywhere. And it should remind you of growth, growth and community. You would look at the simplified oak tree concept representing the name of our church as well as the vital signs rooted in scripture. Growing in Christ, making disciples. The three leaves that make up the tree represent our pathways to maturity in Christ, our Sunday worship, our Bible fellowships, and our small groups. And so as we think about this idea of growth and community, as we are growing personally in our maturity, we realize we're not alone. As Christians, we're called to be part of the church community. We're not alone in this. He's given us a local church to be a part of. God designed us for community, and the church is his expression of that key community today. And so we come to what now is our new website, eastwhiteoak.church. All new design, built for some very specific goals in mind. And I want to share just three of those. There's so much more we could say about this, but I want to focus very quickly on three of those. One of the first goals is we want the website to be guest-focused. When you think about a guest that arrives here, we work very hard at our physical location to make sure a guest feels welcome the moment they arrive, that they can navigate our building when that's open, that they can clearly see, where do I need to go? What happens here? What entrance do I go in? We work very hard to help them feel like they belong. Even from the task of just having a clean, well-maintained space that says, we were expecting you. We were ready for you. And so the initial landing space when you go to eastwhiteoak.church has a guest in mind. The person who may be searching to get started in their journey of faith, or those who have moved into the area looking to find a new place that they can call their home church. You'll notice that there's a connection card there. That connection card is specific to guests. for them to share their interest in wanting to learn more about us. It's easy to plan a visit there and let us know you're coming so we can be expecting you and our welcome team can be ready to receive them when they come, that we can be looking forward to seeing them arrive. As they plan a visit, there's a page there that will help them know what to expect here the first time they arrive. What's going on at the different hours? What's happening? Where will my kids go? What is the movement like throughout the building? It's an easy place to learn more about our church and to learn more about what they may expect when they arrive. And so our first goal, we want that first page to be guest-focused. Make it easy for someone to learn more about our church and to get connected with our church. The second thing is Oak Central. So at the beginning, I kind of shared quickly how you kind of navigate there. If you're on your computer, you're going to see Oak Central in the top right-hand corner, and that's easy to navigate to on your phone. Kind of hit your little lines there, and you'll see Oak Central is one of the options. This is the central location for those who call East White Oak their home church. So if you're thinking about kind of our previous website, we had this kind of in reverse. If you were a guest, you had to go digging. If you're a guest now, you don't have to dig. We want that to be right up front. For those of us that call East White Oak our home, Oak Central is going to be the landing place for us, the location for all of those who call East White Oak their home. And here's some of the things that we want to be able to provide in that location. This is focused on providing you with registration for upcoming events. This is kind of a living, breathing part of our new website. This will be changing weekly. This is something that will be changing with all the different events that are going on. So if you've ever had trouble keeping up with all the events that are happening throughout our church, this is going to be a great place where many of those events and upcoming events especially will be located to help you get registered for them, get more information. It also gives you access right now, and we pray this will only be temporarily, but Sunday information, especially as it relates to all the COVID-19 protocols and things that we're having to follow right now. You see very specifically out there, each Sunday, that little banner will change with the next Sunday's date. It will have the information that you need from song lyrics to sermon notes to a link to the live stream. So if you're trying to navigate and figure out what's happening Sunday, go to Oak Central. You'll see that Sunday's information. Everything you need will be laid out right there. Links to more information based on many things that you would see in the e-bulletin. So things that we highlight in the e-bulletin that you see each week, you'll most likely find much of that on Oak Central. Oak Central also includes a lot of different articles that our staff and others have written. In fact, if you go there, maybe later today, you're going to see there's a post there with church picnic pictures. And I encourage you to take a look through those. There's some great pictures that were taken. And so you can flip through that photo gallery and take a look at those pictures. You're also going to find quick links for giving. So if you're part of online giving or you're looking to get started with that, there's a quick link right at the bottom of Oak Central to help you get connected with giving online. The church calendar is located there. So if you want to figure out what's going on whenever, pull up that church calendar and you can figure out what's going on. And also our East White Oak apparel. So if you've loved the shirts you've received, there's plenty more that you could pick from and get that in that way. Now, this doesn't mean that specific ministry pages don't exist. In fact, there are still specific ministry pages where you will still go for much of your ongoing ministry information. So things that are kind of weekly ongoing things are going to be found most likely on your ministry page. But Oak Central will help you easily know where to go to register and to fill out any forms that you might be looking for based on current upcoming events. So rather than sending you looking under all kinds of different drop-down menus, we're sending you to Oak Central to find much of the upcoming events and information that we want to let you know about. But for a more personalized experience, we have created My Oak Central. Right at the top of the page in Oak Central, you're going to find a link to My Oak Central. Now, I mentioned already, but this morning, many of you have received login information to help you get started with My Oak Central. And if you didn't, first of all, look in your spam folder. Might be hidden somewhere there. All right? Make sure you check that. But if you didn't receive it, we'll walk you through, and the little card that you get will walk you through how you can request login information so that can be sent to you and you can get started with that. Oak Central is powered by a fantastic software called Church Community Builder. This is something we've actually been using for a while now, especially as it relates to registrations and filling out forms and things like that. You've already been using it. It's designed specifically for churches. This will become our online directory with contact information, directions for people, how to get a hold of them. Group connections, whether it be your Bible fellowships, your small groups, youth group, children's ministry, whatever it might be, you have different group connections that are there and will continue to be added. Church communication, this is a way in which we're going to be able to communicate to you. And this is our church database that's constantly being kept up to date with everyone's current information because you guys are the ones updating that information. Now, we've already been using much of what My Oak Central has to offer by way of registrations. Now we're releasing that to you so that you can begin to connect with others within our church through various groups you're part of now and will be a part of in the future. And we feel like this is so important, especially in a season like this, to have a place where you can connect with your groups, figure out what's going on, and be able to communicate well with one another. And we're providing a space to be able to do that. What we need you to do to make this successful, though. First of all, log in, okay? There's a card that you were either given as you picked up your bag or you'll get as you pick up your bag on the way out. And you just walk through and follow that card. You're gonna log into My Oak Central. You're gonna use the credentials that were sent to you. Again, make sure you check your spam or junk folder. And you'll want to use your own personal email for the best, most personalized experience on My Oak Central. If you don't, you're probably going to get emails for everybody in your family. And so you want to use your own personal email for the most personalized experience on My Oak Central. And then once you get logged in, update your contact information. A lot of that has been carried in from our old database into this new database. But you have the ability to update that information. And so we would ask that you go through it and make sure as the most up-to-date information. One of those things that I want to make special note of is your cell phone number, that you need to include your cell phone carrier information with that as well. This is how we're going to be sending text alerts moving forward. And so this is a very important part of that. Your birth date is also very important to have placed in there. This helps us make sure you're getting connected with the right groups. There's nothing more awkward than when we think you're a senior in high school when really you're a senior in life. Okay, so help us. Put your birthday on there. Don't worry, your birth year is only seen by you. And if you're even worried about that, you can control what information others can find about you. But remember, this is partially to provide an online directory. So we want to make sure that information that people would want to be able to send you cards or visit, those kinds of things are available to those that log in. And then update your profile picture. Pretty much everybody's profile pictures are little initial icons. Those are ugly and do not represent your face very well. So update your profile picture. Put something in there that we would recognize as you. Add a family picture if you're part of a family, and it's an easy way for people to recognize the name of a family with that family and the individuals that are in that family. We've provided, as you go to Oak Central, you're going to see one of the banners there is a tutorial video that will help walk you through how to get connected to My Oak Central. And so we have provided the card, provided a video, and again, our staff's able to help you. If you've walked through those things and you're still having trouble getting connected, we're here to help you get connected that way. And we are excited to share so much more in the coming months on what My Oak Central and our website offers to our church. In fact, when I think of My Oak Central, there's one feature that I'm excited about, connecting with what we're calling special interest groups. Whether you like cycling, knitting, stamp collecting, or as with the special interest group I created, I started a disc golf special interest group. You can create a group, get connected with others in the church who share that same interest, coordinate events and activities, communicate with your group for different passions that you have, different hobbies that you have, and discover others within our church community who share in those interests, or maybe looking to learn more about something maybe they didn't realize they had an interest in. And so I'm excited about sharing more about that in the coming weeks. for now, here's all you have to worry about when we think of My Oak Central. Log in, update your information, and explore the new area. Explore My Oak Central, explore the new website, get to learn its new way of navigating about. And again, here's what we need to remember. East White Oak is a church where we are seeking to be worshipers maturing in Christ. We want to be growing together in community. And our prayer, and my prayer, as we have, many of us have spent tons of time in preparing these things for you, is that the church website, that My Oak Central, are just one of many ways that you will find this to be true, that you can be growing in community together for God's glory and for the sake of reaching a lost world with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Lord, we are so thankful for the opportunity you've given us in this place at this time to be a community of believers, your church, to reach this community and beyond. Lord, we need your help to do that. Lord, thank you for your love. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you for the hope that we have in Christ. Lord, for all our weaknesses, for all our failures, thank you that we can still come together with all our flaws and find a community of believers that are willing to build one another up. Will you find us faithful as we grow in our relationship with you and as we grow together as a community called East White Oak Bible Church? We love you and thank you for giving us that opportunity to love you through the love that you poured out on us first. And it's in Christ's name that we pray. Amen.